Blog Talk Radio.
We have everybody here and accounted for. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time to chat this morning. So, okay, let's just jump right in here. The Amazing Race 34 premiering tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, of course, on CBS. And you guys are a part of the 12 teams. Okay, first of all, congratulations for being on the crew there, a part of the teams. And so I understand that you two are friends for, what, 6, 7, 8 years? Is that how you got together? You were buddies?
Yeah, it's probably somewhere around 8 years. We met on the golf course about 8 years ago, and then our friendship just turned into more of a brotherhood. I look at Rex as like a bigger brother.
And so, since you are golf buddies, who's the better golfer between the two of you?
No, Tim's a much better golfer than me. I had shoulder surgery, and that's my excuse. So I'm not that good of a golfer, but he's getting a lot better. It's scary. Almost getting too good.
I would say Rex has more fun, though, if you want to ask that,
No doubt.
Well, now, were you guys, as far as the show, were you longtime fans of The Amazing Race, or how did you end up on the show? Did they ask, the producers ask you, or did you guys say, hey, we'd like to do this, or what?
Well, Rex got invited to be on the show, and they asked him and his brother to be on the show, and his brother was still coaching. So Rex actually asked me while we were golfing if I would be his partner on the show, if I was interested. And it's my mother-in-law's favorite show. We call her Yaya for Greek, and she lives with us. So I told Rex, I said, hey, listen, this is Yaya's show. She has not missed an episode. She has not missed a season. This is her favorite thing to watch. So Rex looked at me and says, all right, you're my partner. We're going on it. So we went through all the steps and had to go all through did everything else that everybody else had to do, and we got accepted and were able to be on The Amazing Race.
What kind of preparation have you two been doing in order to participate on this show?
Yeah, I think, well, Tim is a former national powerlifting champion, and he runs in marathons, and so he really never had to do anything special. Me, on the other hand, I hadn't done anything for years, and I was like 300 pounds, and I'm like, man, I gotta start somewhere. So we started jogging, and I made it about a mile my first day, and I was like literally just, gasping for breath. I'm like, this, we got a long way to go. But I started dieting, and I would run every day, and I got to where I was running like 3.5 miles a day, and I lost 50 pounds in like a month and a half. So that's kind of how I prepared for it. I didn't want to let them down. And that's kind of, you know, I had that kind of commitment to it. You know, if we're going to do it, we might as well give it a shot. So that's exactly what we did.
Well, Coach, what have some of your ESPN colleagues and your NFL friends said about you doing this show?
They're not surprised. They know I'm crazy. They, you know, I've run with the Bulls before. I've done them in Spain. I've done a lot of crazy things, and so, you know, it's kind of par for the course. Although I will say that Sam Ponder was like, you know, I want to be your partner and all that type of stuff, but the fans are going to be really disappointed to hear that because they'd much rather have Sam on the show than Tim. But realistically, you know, I mean, she's got kids, and there's no way. But it was, but we laugh about it, and I'm like, you know, that's, but everybody's like, I would have done, you know, I'd be great on it. I'd be whatever. But I tell you what, there's so much more involved in it. Like, just the process of being on the show, you got to take a Wonderlic test, which is like an intelligence test. You got all kind of psychological testing and different things, and yet they still let us be on there. So, but either way, it was a big process, and going through physicals, getting like 4 or 5 different vaccination shots, a international driver's license. You got, you know,
gosh,
it's kind of a, I mean, it's some steps now. I mean, a lot of steps in involved, and then they chose us. So then it was on when, you know, we flew out to L.A., and then it was on.
Now, again, it's 12 teams, of course. Are you guys considered the underdogs of the teams or what?
I would think so. I mean, we definitely brought the age factor up, I'll tell you that. But that's what Rex said. You know, we have wisdom. So I hope, as you guys will see, our wisdom could come into play. So we definitely would be the underdogs on the show.
Yeah, we have 100 years experience between us. You know, Tim is 41 and I'm 59 years old. So we were, twice the age of the other teams when you combine our ages.
It was almost 101 years of age because I had to remind Rex how old he was the one time on the golf.
That's true.
Well, Coach, when we see you on television, we really don't see age. We just see a guy that's lovable and knowledgeable and just a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And it is true. And I think part of it is, you know, when you're around, like, these young men all the time, like when you're a coach, it does keep you young. The only reason I can tell I'm older is when I look in the mirror, it's like, man, dude, what happened? But and then also when I started running for preparing for this race, I felt old then. But that's about it. I think we got a young spirit, and you know, Tim and I feed off each other, and it's fun. Hopefully people are entertained and you know, they can connect with our team, I hope.
Okay, well, I got two last questions here, and we'll wrap this up. Now, which one of you, I understand one of you is not really cool about heights, you know, going up high and mountains and all that kind of stuff. Who is that?
That's me.
Oh, okay, Tim.
I am not afraid to own that either. I did go skydiving a few years ago to see if that would help. That did not help. I think it made it even worse. So Rex and I had the talk that if anything with heights comes up, Rex is taking it. And I think he wanted to take it because he was more excited about doing the heights.
Yeah. Now, here's the problem. Like, I mean, no, I don't want to do that stuff either, you know. But I knew he had such a fear of it. And I'm like, I did too. You know, he was at a 10. I was like at a 9.9. But I'm like, okay, I'll, you know, what the heck, I'll do it. But our problem is when you're doing this race, you know, I wanted to go back in and said, okay, any of those challenges, okay, Tim, you're going to do every one of these challenges. But that's not how it works. You know, they don't let that happen. But either way, yeah, we did say that, hey, if it comes to that, I'll take the heights. What's happy about it?
And lastly, Coach, what was the most nerve-wracking, doing the amazing race or coaching in the NFL?
Oh, well, usually my teams were much better than our ability. I tell you, it was both are fun, but when you're coaching in the NFL and that's your livelihood riding on it, I'd say that's probably a little more, you feel a little more nervous about that.
Well, Coach, I am based in Las Vegas. Do you any advice for the Raiders that you can give?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they just got to close it out. Like,
yeah.
You know, my brother's coaching there. He's coaching defensive ends there with Crosby and Chandler Jones. But, you know, they had that game won. It's what it seemed like. And they had a couple of bad calls, a couple of bad breaks. And then Kyler Murray he just did Kyler Murray things. And, unfortunately, that's what happens when you face a guy with that kind of ability. But, you know, it's a long season, and they just got to get back. They just got to get that first win under their belt, and then they'll get it rolling.
Okay. Well, The Amazing Race 34 premieres tonight on CBS, 9 p.m. Eastern. Everybody else, get your calculators and interpret your own time zone. So we will see you guys in action tonight, and thank you so much for chatting with me. I've really had a lot of fun chatting with you gentlemen.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, take care. See you tonight.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.